Algoma Manitoulin's MPP says he's concerned about the District of Muskoka being added to be eligible for funding from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation. The Ontario government made the announcement Monday, adding the NOHFC will also be getting an additional $30 million in funding over the next 3 years. While I welcome the additional funding for the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, I am concerned about expanding eligibility to the entire District of Muskoka, Michael Mantha said in a news release. Thousands of businesses, First Nations and communities in Northern Ontario apply to the NOHFC for funding every year, and only a limited number are successful in their bids. It doesn't seem right to me that small communities in Algoma Manitoulin should be forced to compete against communities that are only an hour and a half drive away from Toronto. When you have funding earmarked for Northern Ontario, it should stay in Northern Ontario. Our communities desperately need investment to grow, prosper and attract new opportunities. By expanding access to a limited pool of resources, I fear deserving projects in the North will be overlooked, Mantha said. Find the full news release from the Ministry of Northern Development below. The Ontario government is investing in the success of Northern Ontario communities and businesses by increasing its annual funding allocation to the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, by an additional $30 million over the next 3 years. This sustained funding increase will support continued economic development in the North, including the expansion of NOHFC programming eligibility to the District of Muskoka. We are listening to our northern partners, which is why we are increasing the annual NOHFC funding allocation and expanding programming eligibility. This investment reinforces our government's commitment to build strong, prosperous northern communities and businesses, as well as create real opportunities for the people who choose the North to live, work and do business, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development. Since 2018, we've strengthened the NOHFC's integral role in advancing local priorities, from skilled training opportunities to major community infrastructure projects, and look forward to our continued partnerships that lead to a better quality of life in the North. The NOHFC fosters economic growth, job creation and workforce development throughout the North, benefiting communities of all sizes, both rural and urban, including Indigenous communities. The $30 million funding increase will bring the NOHFC's annual budget to $110 million beginning in 2025-26, enabling the corporation to support additional projects across Northern Ontario and to address the impacts of inflation. Expanding the NOHFC's programming eligibility will help realize priorities in the government's Building a Better Ontario plan of attracting better jobs with bigger paychecks, keeping costs down for families and businesses, and investing in key infrastructure. I'm thrilled that Muskoka is joining the NOHFC service area. This is a huge moment that unifies the region when it comes to economic development funding and opportunities. This has long been asked for by local businesses, community organizations and municipal governments, said Graydon Smith, MPP for Parry Sound Muskoka. With Muskoka now on board, and the entire NOHFC area receiving more dollars to work with, amazing things will follow in Parry Sound Muskoka and Northern Ontario.